Well, Dave, watching from the stands, that looked terrific. Just how pleased are you with a home victory over a team that's been flying and a clean sheet?
Yeah, absolutely delighted. I think both ends of the pitch tonight, we looked a real threat at one end and really, really solid the other end. Considering, like I said, that's a young back four. Tony and Zane being the most senior at 24, they like I said, they've done really, really well. And we thoroughly deserve to win. I think you could have forgive them for probably getting a little bit tentative and trying to see the game out at half time when it's 1-0, but they were really, really positive, kept doing the right things, scored the second, thoroughly deserved, and could have got more. So we've got to, like I said, we've got to build on that now. It's got to give us real, real belief that, like I say, a team that are right up the top end of the division, we've not only more than matched, we've won the game really convincingly.
What was the most pleasing element? Was it keeping the back door shut? And I think there was only one big save that Jay Lynch had to make, or was it the number of chances you created and the goals you scored?
I think both. I don't think either end was specifically more pleasing. It was just a real complete performance. We dug in when we had to dig in. We played when we needed to play. We counter-attacked well. We did all aspects of the game really, really well. There was only, like I say, minor little things at half-time we spoke about. I suppose you're sending them back out with the hope that they'll go and we set about going and winning the game rather than sort of going out there and hoping, going and being positive and being on the front foot. And we started the, like I said, we for 20 minutes we started right on the front foot. We didn't get the goal. I'll be honest, we looked at, then you're thinking they're gonna have a spell at some point. And then we got the second goal, and I think that gives us real momentum, a little bit more belief and a little bit more energy, to be honest, because we had something more to hang on to, if you like. So it came at an important time for us, but even then we stayed on the front foot. We got to deal with different situations, different systems. But to a man, like I say, they've worked the socks off and thoroughly got what they deserved.
Not as many home league wins as you would have wanted, and I know as you feel you've deserved. How big a victory tonight is that in terms of building on it moving forward?
Yeah, it's massive. We didn't have an opportunity after the FA Cup game against Wrexham. We didn't have an opportunity on Saturday to build on what we'd done on that game. So tonight was, like I say, our next opportunity, if you like, and to beat them 2-0. That's got to give us real belief, like I say, because you look at the league, there's nothing in it. They've gone 11 unbeaten, aside from the FA Cup game, but in the league, 11 unbeaten, have a really good defensive record, and we've done really, really well and made them look, like I say, not an ordinary team's wrong, but we've shown that we're a good team. And we've got to take massive positives from that and try and kick on. And if we can produce that level of performance, I've massive confidence that we'll be moving up the table.
Have they set the standard tonight?
Absolutely, absolutely. To a, like I say, to a man, we've players missing that you'd think if you were picking our strongest team, you'd think yes, he'd play. But like I say, right across the board tonight, there aren't absolutely no negatives that I can give. The lads who have gone out there have really put in a shift. Like I say, dug in at times, but then at times played some really, really good stuff. Worked the socks off, and that's the level we've got to stick to, because we know that at times that there's teams in this league that have got good players, but we've got good players. We haven't really shown that enough, or got our reward to that enough this season. Hopefully tonight gives us a big shot in the arm, and we can go and back that up again now on Saturday.
And the last thing I was going to ask you was, does a good result become an excellent result if you go and get three more points at the weekend?
Yeah, of course it does, but yeah, I think you've only got to look at it the other way. I mean, Solihull have gone to Eastleigh tonight and won, so they'll be thinking about the same thing around putting wins together. We've seen before, we've only done it twice this season, where you win back-to-back. It makes a huge difference. We've got ourselves, like I say, we wanted to use the cup game as a springboard. We've got ourselves a foot on the ladder now. It's now about winning that next one, and then again, you reassess, see where you're at and move forward. But we'll enjoy tonight, and then Thursday I'll be right back at it and looking forward to the Solihull game at the weekend.